There are no pages. Let's start where it says Yudalit. Yom Heledes. It's very light. He doesn't go through much halacha in this section, but we'll go through it anyway. This is a little bit lighter than what we've done last week. Okay, on page where it says Daf Yudalit Omid Aleph. What's today's Daf?
Tezayin.
Tezayin?
Yeah.
Tezayin, okay, so a little bit behind. Okay, Yudal Ramav Yoim Hoiledes. Betoisvis Kosvus Shebezayin Adar Yoim Hivoldoi Shalmoisha Rabbeinu Samchu Kulam Simcho Gedoyla. Toisvis says, okay, Ika Perish on Mesechta Nazir, as you all know, is Toisvis, that's like the Rashi, to some degree, or the Rosh. On the Rosh Kosa Bezayin Adar Noilat, he was born, Uchumoichain Hu Yoim Mishte Vesimcha. Okay, so the Gemara mentions in passing that Zayin Adar, and Zayin Adar, when a person says, what does the Gemara say exactly? K'moisha b'shiva ba'adar. If a person says he wants to be like Moshe, but remember the Gemara? Person wants to be like Moshe on the seventh day of Adar. So the Gemara somehow interprets that to mean that he's a Nazir, because he wants to, I don't remember.
Okay. He
wants to be Kaddish like Moshe b'Zayin ba'Adar. So Tais Dir Larbis, he says very chagav on that day. Shoyim Yevodosh Al Moshe Rabbeinu Simcha Kulam Simcha Gedoyle V'Rosh Kasa B'Zayin Adar Nolad Kamurchei Nuchu Yom Mishte V'Simcha. Okay, so this triggers here in the Pinini Halacha the sugya of a birthday in Halacha. A while back, I brought in a very good sefer on a topic of Jewish birthdays, and we're spending a few days on this, going through the significance of all the birthdays in the person's life, all the various significant birthdays. So it's the first birthday is when he's born, then when he's 3 years old, when he's 5 years old, when he's 10 years old, when he's bar mitzvah, when he's 15 years old, 18 years old, 20 years old. We went through all the different significant birthdays a person has in his life. The question is there really something to, is there really something significant in a Jewish birthday? So here he touched upon some of the issues. Let's see. B'divrei Yitziv Kosav L'dayik Yatziv Kosav L'dayik. Who?
Kleisenberg.
The Kleisenberg. Ah. Okay. Kosav L'dayik Meloshen HaRosh Yoyim Zem Nikba L'doros Ki Yoyim Mishte V'Simcha. The Simcha of Zayin Adar is a day of Mishte V'Simcha. Okay, we know that really, we don't, by Litvox, we do not know it to be a day of Mishte V'Simcha. Adrab, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch as one of the days of a Yom Tainis. There are a long list of days in Shulchan Aruch when a person, L'chatchila, should fast. We don't fast, but one of them is Zayin Adar. But here he says, B'shayoyim ze nikva l'doyros ki yoyim mishte v'simcha v'sefer nefesh chaye hevi m'medrash shagam b'zman ishol Moshe Rabbeinu hoyi nechshav yoyim hivoldoi k'zman shol mazlo v'hatzlocha. Isn't that a shocking chiddush? That in the lifetime of Moshe Rabbeinu, they celebrated his birthday as a time of good mazel. Can you imagine for his 120 years?
Until they know the list,
40 years. Okay.
Was he a preemie?
Was he a preemie? That's machlekes. That's machlekes in the Gemara. Rashi says he was, but Rashi is only quoting one opinion in the Gemara. There are two opinions in the Gemara. From Moshe was a preemie, six months. Uve ein Eliyahu kasev levash yom hivoldo shalat tzadik uzman hatzlocha lechol ha'olam voichiach. The day when a tzaddik is born is a day of simcha. Vinei b'shut afars afar kisosa d'anya. Hevi b'shem hachasam seifer she'ein lishol l'chog yom meiladato. Should a person celebrate his birthday? So here we just said the day of a tzaddik is born, you should, but you should not view yourself, I guess, as a tzaddik. El es hayom shenichnas.
The clarity of that is that there's only one birthday celebration
in Tanakh. Paro. So some use that as a raya, that a birthday, he's going to discuss that, should be celebrated, and some use it as a raya, that a birthday should not be celebrated. It's a non-Jewish custom. It goes both ways. Let's see. So he brings over here a very beautiful insight, and this something which is popular idea. Okay, he brings the... Okay, what?
Okay,
what daf? When he made it 60. So what does it mean when he was 60? So Pasha, when he's out of Karis, he left us. So that's Karis, leaving Karis. But does that mean that every single birthday a person should celebrate? Is it because of a mazel? That was a special simcha that he passed the tkufa of Karis. You know what some say about that Gemara? That when he was 60, he made a party, means he made a sima shas. Because he doesn't mean that he was 60 years old. There are 60 mesachtes and shas. So when he reached 60, he made a party. What was the party? Meaning he finished, he mastered all 60 mesachtes and shas. He made a sima shas. It's a good drush for a sima shas. So he writes over here, ובשם חסם סופר שאין לשאול לא יכול יזיוי מלאטו אלא אסיוי שנכנס בבריסוי של אברהם אבינו עולב השולם. Okay, so he says a very powerful yisoy that if a person wants to celebrate a specific day in the year, the day to celebrate is the anniversary of his yoim mila.
Even if it was
Shleibizman? Oh, so that's the big question. So Lachari, even if it was Shleibizman, Lachari, yeah. The anniversary of the Mila. Moshe Rabbeinu was Noilad Mohul. So Moshe Rabbeinu, it was the very first day. But the average person, the first day was the day of his bris, because he was Noilad Mohul. Hatovastan bris, does that count? Seemingly not. That if he Noilad Mohul, then it's day bris. But every other person, it's going to be the day of Mila.
My bris was on Tisha B'Av. Does that mean I could...
Everyone celebrates it.
So yeah, so there's something significant about it, definitely. The day of the day, this is something very significant. Ubiyar ha sar ki sasa da anya shein lechiach mimasho amir chazal b'megilu al Haman shesomach shagol nafal al chodesh adar b'meishu b'chodesh zen meis moishu rabbeinu achu lo yoda shebezayin b'adar zayin b'adar meis moishu b'zayin b'adar gam noilad moishu uvarashi perash kedai haleida shetechaper al hamisa. Incredible chodesh. The reason why that the blade of Moshe is a kapara for the misa ulcha'ora roi mikan milas yoim haleida. So what does Rashi say? Rashi says the significance of Zayin Adar, the mistake of Haman was it was Yom HaMisa, but he did not realize that it was also the Yom HaLeida. So what do we see here? The Yom HaLeida, it's significant. The Leida is Mechaper on the Misa. But whatever that means is a very, very, whatever question what that means. But one thing we do take away from this is that the Yom HaLeida definitely is something very significant. And that would teach us that every person should celebrate the Yom HaLeida. Ach yesh ledchos, we can push this away. Shahayos, Moshe Rabbeinu nolad mohul, v'nishlamo tzurosim yad b'shas leida. So what was the kash l'chassam sefer is asking? So we see that the yom haleida is significant, and we don't find any mekor in Chazal to teach us the significance of the yom, the significance of the yom hamila. So l'chayr it's the leida. That no, it's not a right pun, because Moshe Rabbeinu, he was born mohul. That's why it's significant. Al kein dafka. So Hatovas Dan Bris is not in halacha considered to be significant, at least in this matter, because it's already nolan mohol. You don't make a bracha on Hatovas Dan Bris. There's no bracha. It's something you do, but it's not something which has carries the weight of being nolan mohol. Better be nolan mohol than that is significant. I don't know better. I don't know who says it's better to be nolan mohol. Moshe was nolan mohol. Yosef said it was nolan mohol. Okay, let's see. Alkain Dafka etzlo hoya simcha biyoim haleida v'loy la'achar mikain biyoim hamila v'ayin shom oy masha kosa b'zeh. Okay, v'chein kosa v'minchas alazar. Minchas alazar is muntach b'sifrei divrei Torah shloy nagu lasos yoim haledes v'herich b'zeh gam b'shut l'hoyos nosan. It was not his custom to his custom. They didn't make a big deal about a birthday. Einin zem of work. Kvar al yidei mechaber sefer Yosifun. Okay, this is Josephus. B'sifrei kadmus hayehudim neged. I don't know what this is.
He wrote the whole sefer because Apion wrote a very bad sefer about the history of the Jews.
So here was a response. But he was paid by the Romans, didn't they? They hire him.
Yeah, but he was a response to the Apion's. History of the Jews, he wrote...
Corrupted version.
He wrote the... Correct, not the
original. It's very questionable who he was. What was his exact religious affiliation? I mean, we don't really know really very much in detail about him. We don't find a custom to make a party when a person is born, and a reason to celebrate. What's Pukhtim? I know what Pukhtim means.
They told him this.
They assigned him. Okay, this we mentioned before. By Mitzrayim it says Yoyim Hayledes as Paro v'Yasmishel Lachlavodav. So Haroimim v'Hayevonim, the Romans and the Yevonim Chagugu v'Loi Rak es Yoyim Hayledes Shalachaim Elagam Yoyim Hayledes Shalanashim Shekvar Mesu. Can you see this today also? You see this today also? Exactly. President's Day. You see this a day that people even they want to Shekvar Mesu. V'Loi Matzino Loi B'Chachamei Atalmud V'Loi B'Goyinim Harishonim V'Achvainim Shechagugu Yoyim Hayleda. We don't find it. Okay, that's also says something. The day is his birthday?
Yeah.
Alright, okay. The Havi Sham Shabir Kovna. Shabir Kovna Ratsu Oyave Harav Yitzhak Elchanan Zatzal. Lochoig Chag Laachar Melois Hamishim Shona Miyoim Rab Nusoy. 50th celebration of 50 years since he became the Rav. The Rav of the city.
50th anniversary.
The Otsar Ba'adam Melahapik Zimamam. He prevented them from fulfilling their plan. The Siyam Sham Uledavoin Libenu. It's sad to the sadness of our heart. Bnei Yisrael Achenu Oyavim. Lokchois Kol Hamaseh Shechneim. They take hold of all of the non-Jewish customs. Kikoif. like a monkey, hanachake belidas bein toiv bein ra.
Imitate.
They imitate what the goyim do. Oisim chag kisimchas kitzir liyoyim hoyledes v'simcha ma zo osa. So Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan, Rabbi Chaim Specter, he was misnagged. He says that this is a non-Jewish minhag. Even the celebration, the anniversary, the 50th anniversary of his rabbonis, even that he considered to be a non-Jewish custom because we don't find any Mekorin Chazal to do this. It's what the goyim do, and we're taking it for ourselves, and therefore he objected. Okay, you're right. That's Einechanami. Lefi ze yesh. This is just Haoros. Lefi ze yesh sheiru sheyesh lechoshosh bechagigas yemoledes mishum chukas hagoyim. Some go to the extreme. Okay, don't take everything we say. Obviously, you know everything here. You gotta take in moderation. Some hold that it's okay. Look, they say they made. Like I told you many times, they made it for the Chofetz Chaim, a birthday party. When he got older, when he got into his 90s, they made for the Chofetz documented. They made every year a birthday party for the Chofetz Chaim, and every year he got younger and younger. When he was 95, the next year. He's 94. Really, that's the truth of Leslie Ginsberg. I heard him say this. He speaks every year by the Yards of the Chofetz Chaim in Kensington. Every year he got younger and younger because they were afraid of an eye in horror. Because he was already, they say, how old was the Chofetz Chaim? They say, how old was he when he was Nifter?
93.
They say, the experts say he was a lot older. He was a lot more than 93. And the reason why it's on record 93 was because of the birthday parties. It became a shtick.
They charged tax on candles.
What? They charged tax on the candles to blow out the less candles. That's what they say. He was a lot older than 93, and the way we came to this number was because the birthday parties every year made him younger and younger because of an iron horror. Okay, that's what they say.
But he went to the parties.
He went to the parties. Lefi zayesh shiyu sheyesh, but it says over here sheyesh locho sheyiru sheyesh locho lechagiga siyam aledes mishum lechukas hagoyim shekeinu akum nohagu b'kach v'shut hilal oimer. I don't know who the sefer says. Kosav shev shel lechacham chazal shenar niye bar mitzvah ben yud gimel shon v'yoyim echad The chain in Lisa Isha Amru Shekashu Ben Yudches Shon Vyoimecha, then Chay Vyoimecha Chay Lisha. The chain Mishar Dvarim, Hoy Sifu Yoimecha, is an incredible Kiddush. Why do they say Yoimecha? So we all are brainwashed in believing because it has to be Shleimim. Because if it's going to be exactly, on the exact anniversary is really, it's really a day too late. A week has 7 days, so if the week starts, let's say a person is born on Tuesday, so he's ready, the week is over on Monday, the next Monday. It's not the same, you don't. So the same thing on the calendar, if you're born, if your birthday is on the 13th, so then the year, then your birthday should really be on the 12th, because the 12th is when you mash them the Shana, it's the 12th. So why do we go another day? So we say, because we want it to be 100% complete, we don't want to say Miksas Yoyim Kikulai, it should be a Shleinim. No, he says, you know why we wait one more day? Because if we would do it the day before, that would be a real birthday, because that would be when the year is complete, and that would be a time to really celebrate. That would be a real chukasam, even though the Goyim don't do that today anyway, they don't do it anyway, but that would be the real way to fulfill the birthday, and because it's forbidden to do such a thing, we be dafko out of our way and we add one more day in order that it should not be chukas hagoyim. That's a big chiddush. That's a pretty big stretch. It's a big stretch, okay? That's what it says over here. This is what he says. Only the Oitzah HaChachma can pull this off, right? This all came from the Oitzah HaChachma. I have no doubt about it. They compiled this with the Oitzah HaChachma. V'chein l'ni Lisa Isha Amru Shekshu ben Yudches Shana V'yamechot Chayav Lisa Isha V'chein Mishar Dvarim Haysifu Yamechot Kedei L'Hisrachik Militein Kol Chashivus L'yoyim Haleida V'yatira V'yaseru Mizukosav Shabimei Antioch Antiochus Gajru Ala Yehudim Locho Gyoim. He says it was such a gezeira that they had to celebrate their birthdays. Because the Jews did not want to do this, in order to bring them over, in order to cause them to assimilate the Jews, he would force them to make parties on their birthday. Such a fascinating thing. So he seems to contradict himself. First he says, to this make a celebration is awesome. That you don't do. But it's a day that you should sanctify. Now it's celebration, but to recognize that if this is the day that you were born, your koyach, your toikif, your mazel is at its peak, and it's a day to devote to avodas hakodesh. Uvashut. Based on it, done beneath and say in Yesh Pichigas Yom Aladis Mishim Hukasagoyim, the cost of Lechich Shelechoig Begil Shishim. Oh, so you mentioned this from the Gemara in the Sechta Chagiga and Daf Chav Ches, Begil Shim, the 60th year and 70th year, Vadai Einoi Osir. The Zois, the Ferish Gemara, it's an open Gemara. The Zois, Al Pi Masha Abu Be Moid Kotan, Shav Yosef Osir Sudabish Kishigil Gil Shishim, when he was 60 years old, Sheyotza Nichlal Kores. Chazal said that Kores only until the age of 60. Uveshut Chavas Yor, Don Im Kish Adam Oitse Suda Kishigil Gil Shivim, Yivorech Shechianu, because Shinosenu Bohem Shivim Shana. So you've reached a milestone that is recorded in Tanakh, recorded in Tehillim. So if you have a Makor in Tehillim, therefore you have a right to make a Shechianu. Uvesefer Oitse Drosha is Kasav Shlocha, Yemina Yishol Locha Gesyam Haledes, Uvezebir is Apostle. Toiv shame, toiv mishemen toiv. The yoim hamoves, miyoim ivaldo, the hainu, she also shame toiv, the hainu, ha adam shenoilad yoiser toiv, this shame, when does a person get a name? When he's born. Shame toiv, the hainu, ha adam shenoilad yoiser toiv, biyoim hamoves, she kvar hishlim tafkidoi, me'asher yoim hivoldoi, shadayin e efshar l'smoyach, the day when a person acquires a shame toiv. When does a person acquire a shame toiv? The day that he dies. Because then there's no more possibility for him to make any more mistakes, to ruin his good reputation. And the pasuk explicitly says, miyoim hamoves, from the day of death. So, biyom avos shekvar hishlim tafkido, umiyasher yom yivoldo, shadayin yevshel l'smoyach, shadayin lo hishlim tafkido, v'af yesh lochus, shem yikakel b'masav. What is celebrating? What is a person celebrating on day of his birthday? You don't know what the future is going to bring. You know the person has for shalom, maybe nichshel in the future in averos. So there's nothing to celebrate until the very, very end. Omnam, Hagoyim, so where then did it come from this thing to have a celebration? Hagoyim nagu lochag yisyom avoldom, kiburub avod azor, v'yoyim zahoyim misug leitz lagoyim lehatz lochosam, kiburub yishalmi. Omnum yesha kosfu shayoyim zem misug lomazl vatzlocha, gam la'am yishol sam, so you should make a party. Okay, the Rogan Avram is sifrei zayis ranon, al yalkut chavakuk, ois, tov kuf samach dalid, okay, which is lila fine. V'af yesha nohagu laso su'udo, kimavur beben yishchai, shekosav yesh noyhagim lasoyis esyom haleida liyoyim toiv, b'chol shona v'simin yofehu. So how, what more do you pass the woman in the Ben Yishchai? The Ben Yishchai among the Sardim, the Ben Yishchai among the Sardim is Kodesh Kodashim. So it says here that they made actually a birthday party, it's a simin toiv. Okay, on the bottom of the page on the right side, v'chein noyhagim bibotenu, the Ben Yishchai writes, we have in our home, noyagim lasoyis suda b'yoyim shnichnas boy b'brisa shal marinu, b'chol shona v'shona. Again, he writes like what the Chassam Sofer says, not on the yom of the birth, but on the anniversary of the yom hamila. Okay, the yom hamila is the person who's in the beginning day. U'mina gyofa hu me'oid, ach loy nohagu nohagenu b'zeh. K'moy kein agoyin Rabbi Avraham filagi. Okay, the palagi, svardi. B'sifra vi Avraham zokni, wrote many svarim of Avraham falagi. Kosaf semach lamash oisim simcha v'sudu b'yom hoyledes ayin sham v'chein yesh b'shehi v'yoy smach l'zeh m'midrash seichel toiv v'ayoy b'pnimi halacha et soita da spal hatiferes yishol. Okay, I didn't look it up. Okay, so this is the basic yisoidus. Okay, let's go to the next example. Misakin moneh bekabolas nezirus b'shabes. Okay, now here shaila, short shaila, is a person allowed to be mekabel upon himself nezirus on Shabbos? So this is part of the daf. And daf yudal. What is a b'taisvus perishu sha'omer kimoisha b'shiva b'yadar? Kavanosai. What is kavanah when a person says this? He means he wants to be a nazir. Kavanosai shekeshem sherabim kiblu alasam nezirus. He explains b'shan d'gmar. I want to be a person. Makes a statement. This daf gemar. I want to be Kimoisha b'shiva b'adar, like Moshe on the seventh day of Adar. It was the custom in ancient times for people to accept upon themselves a term of Nazirus on Zayin Adar. Since it was day of celebration, what do you do when you celebrate? You are mekabel upon yourself Nazirus. You devote yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the problem though is, what happens when Zayin Adar falls out on Shabbos? So then you're being mekabel nezirus on Shabbos. Kavanosa shekashem shirabim kiblu alatzvam nezirus b'shiva b'adar yoyim pitirosa shal Moshe Rabbeinu kach ani mekabel alatzmi nezirus ulechino oimer kemoshe b'shiva b'adar harei hu nazir. Now the problem is, v'nei b'tayis v'es mevushe Moshe Rabbeinu nifter b'shabbos. He asks here, mordik akasha. And mesech the menachas, we learned that Moshe Rabbeinu died on Shabbos. So telling me, uveshut hatashbeitz kosav smach ledavar sheposek Moshe Avdi Nes. Zayna can not fall on Shabbos. Bezman Azek can not fall on Shabbos. But since the Shon Kadmoni also fell on Shabbos, Moshe Avdi Nes. So the Rosh Etevois are
The second letters of
you figured that out. Roma Shabbos Nimsa Shekiblu Al Atzam Nizirus B'Shabbos. So since when Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifter, so it seems that was a day that triggered them to become a Nizirim. But it was Moshe died on Shabbos. So Mikan Laman Hagoyim Rabbi Yosef Engel, a very big Kiddush LaHalacha based upon this Taisis, based upon the Gemara and the Pshat of Taisis and the Gemara Masechta Menachos, when you put all of these three things together, it comes out Shemuter Lekabel Nizirus B'Shabbos. Okay, a chiddush lahalacha based upon these things together. Why not? What's the big deal? The big deal is it's tikkun mone. You're not allowed to repair an object on Shabbos. Being mekabel nezirus, you are repairing yourself spiritually. By By being the Nazir, you are disciplining yourself. You're coming close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You are perfecting a deficiency in your neshama. So it's a spiritual form of tikkun mane. Who gives you the right to do such a thing on Shabbos as a violation of Makhid HaKadosh? Or Binyan, Boine. So the Hevi Bidas, Elis Midrabanon, the Hevi Bidas Haramami Pano, Sheyesh Le Esa Zos, it's forbidden, Machmash Shevekach She Mekadesh Es Gufoy, Oiveral Iser Misakein Mone. A human being is the ultimate utensil. Offer min ho'adama with mayim. It's a, your human being is a klisharis. So by going and spiritually refining yourself on Shabbos, it's a violation of tikkun mane. Dinei b'shul d'giborim. Kosav she'asa lemar. Another proof to this halacha. Are you allowed on Shabbos to give Eric Eli? I want to give a donation. I want to give a donation, Eric Eli, the donation of my value to the base Hamikdash. Eric Eli b'Shabbos mishum shemakdish. Atzmoi v'gufoi. Now that itself is a very big chiddush. How arochin work? And the parsha spichukoy. So we know that everyone knows that you can go and pledge donations on Shabbos. Every shul has an appeal every other week. So you pledge a donation. So that's fine. That's the poiskim moment for yonei tzedakah. But when the person says erki olai, I want to give money to tzedakah, but the way you do it is that I want to give you my value, the mechanism of how the mechanics of how it works is your guf is kodesh, and then when you give the money, you are redeeming your body. That itself is a chiddush lahalacha to say such a thing. Being that you are sanctifying your body and the money you give will ultimately be your redemption, you're not allowed to sanctify yourself on Shabbos because that is a form of tikkun mane. B'seif so has so he holds you as if just like you're not allowed to do, you're not allowed to say Erki Eloi on Shabbos. Likewise, you're not allowed to say I want to be a nazir on Shabbos, because by being mekabel nazirus, you are sanctifying yourself. Sanctifying yourself is a form of tikkun mana, which at least is also a midrabanan. B'seif gurari Yehuda. However, he disagrees. He says, "You see, we just learned from Taisis. He learned from Taisis. Learned from this whole sugya that it's not so posh. So we're just throwing out this issue. What are the issues? The issues are." When Moshe Rabbeinu was nifted, it was Shabbos. When Moshe was nifted, people were makabel upon themselves nizirus. That was the natural response. Bizman hazeh, when someone says ki Moshe b'shiva b'ador, it means they want to become a nazir, because that's what happened when Moshe Rabbeinu was nifter. That was a Shabbos. From here we learn b'lachor, you can be a nazir on Shabbos. That appears to be problematic because of tikkun mane. For example, Erek Yolai is problematic because he's sanctifying your guf. So how do we resolve this? He's not answering, but at least these are the issues. Okay, let's go to the next issue. Kiyum shtei tainus betainus achas.
Because if you want to do tshuva on Shabbos,
yeah. Shvot doing tshuva on Shabbos.
Huh?
Yeah, I mean, that's not a kedusha saguf. Doing tshuva is just tfila. It's not a kedusha saguf. Erki olai. Erki what?
He's asking you a sakabodim.
It's not that's a less of a tikkun mane. Erki Olai, your guf, according to what we've learned here, is mamish kodesh. A nazir has kedusha saguf. Gadol kodesh yiyeh. Gadol sera. We learn that a nazir is a kedusha saguf. Erki Olai, kedusha saguf. Doing tshuva is not a kedusha saguf. You're saying sukkim. You're humbling yourself. Okay, let's go to the next example. Okay, let's do another one. Let's do one more. Kiyum shtei tainois, kiyum shtei tainois betainis achas. A person wants to mekabel two fast days in one shot. Okay, besugim mevur. Now, you humble the Gemara. I didn't do the Gemara, so you humble the Gemara. What's the case? Mevur sha'omer hareini nozel lichashieli bein. I want to be a nozel when I have a child.
Yeah, but he also makes another nozel that says I'm a nozel for 100 days.
For 100 days.
Yeah.
Okay, I actually did learn this Gemara. Okay, but no, okay, so you have to eat in the okay, so what's the case? I want to be a nazir. He makes two a double Kabbalah. I want to be a nazir when I will have a child, and I also want to be stam a nazir.
A nazir for 100 days.
Mm-hmm. So the question is, if I start, let's say, so do you start your nazirus immediately? If you start your nazirus immediately, well, here's the shaila. I want to be a nazir for 100 days. So I start my nazirus immediately. And then, 30 days into the nazirus, my wife gives birth. So now the problem is, there are two different ways. What was the order? The order, what came first? So in this case, the order was, I was first mekabel to be a nazir when my wife gives birth. So that has kedima. But in the meantime, I don't want to waste time. Let's get moving with my other term of nazirus that I accepted for 100 days. So the halacha is, start your 100 days immediately. When your wife gives birth, you will stop in the middle. And you will begin to count 30 days in honor of the nazirus that you were mekabel upon yourself when your wife gives birth. When those 30 days end, you will bring your korbanos for that 30-day nazirus. You can, because they have 70 days left. And then you will resume where you left off. Yeah, I did 30, and now I'll do another 70 for a grand total of 100. What? Even if you did 70, as long as you have 30 days left.
Yeah.
As long as you have 30 days, because you cannot shave your hair unless you have 30 days of nazirus. So basically, we're going to have a conflict. You're going and you're starting, you accept upon yourself to observe two different types of nazirus. And you start one. And then the other one is triggered. So you have to put aside the first one, observe the second one, and then when you're finished, you go back and you resume the first one. So you're going back and forth between two different obligations. So here, how does that apply halacha l'maisa? The sugim of
Rosh Hashanah. But the 30 days that you count for both, basically. That's the point.
No.
Yeah.
Because you mekabel two separate terms. Okay, let's see. No, I don't think so. It doesn't count for both.
The Mishnah says
it counts for both.
That's why
concurrent.
You don't lose anything.
So that's why it's
lohivsi. Okay. I'm thinking about a different case. Okay, fine. I'm thinking about a different case. I'm getting confused. There's a whole bunch of different cases in the Gemara. So in this case, okay, let's see. The sugyan mevuar sha'omer hareini nazer lichashieli bein v'noila bein ad shivim yom. So you're middle of count lo yhivsit klum. You don't lose at anything. Now, what does this mean? The Gemara explains. The Bitaisvis she'im habein noilad ad shivim yoim hanezirus shel habein muvlas benezirus ha'af ve'ein tzach limnois oit shloishim yom labein. The two sets of nezirus can be counted, can be occur concurrently. The same time, ulam das harambam the oid rishonim shenezirus achas eina oile lishnayim. It's machlokes. Okay, so there's Tosfos, and there is the shita of the Rambam and the other rishonim. Maybe I'm learning to rush. I learned this on Shabbos. I must be all confused. I thought it was, they don't count together. Maybe I learned the misifta. What does the misifta go with? Okay. Basically, we have over here. The basic idea is we have over here. Let's make it very, very abstract. We have here upon you two terms of nazirus. The question is, can the two terms of nazirus be observed concurrently, or do they have to be observed sequentially, one after the other? According to Tosfos, the two terms can be observed together. According to the Rambam, the Oid Rishonim, they have to be observed one after the other. That says that the two terms of nazirus can be observed concurrently. The following: shemnodar lotzum arboim yoim ritzufim. A person accepts upon himself to fast 40 consecutive days. The yom elu naflu biaseris yimei tshuva. Vehu nohag lesanes gam bohem. It is his custom every year to fast the 10 days aseris yimei tshuva. Harei im kol aseris yimei tshuva muvlon if your 40 days that you accepted upon yourself are going to include, it's going to be swallowed in the middle of those 40 days, the aseris yimei tshuva, based upon the shita of Tosfos, that two terms of nazirus can be observed concurrently, harehu, you are allowed, harehu niftar b'mem yoyim shetzam, the 40 days that you fasted counts for both. The einoy tzarich latsum oid yamim, you don't have to count more days. Ulam im ein kol asar yamim uvlam b'soch harboim yom, like the example here when you have two terms of nazirus, and there's going to be leftover days that are going to be less than 30. In other words, if there's
past 70 days,
so then the second term of nazirus is going to extend outside the 100 days. They don't perfectly overlap. Then if you accept upon yourself 40 days, and the 40 days don't perfectly overlap the 10 days Aseres Yimei Tshuva, then none of the Aseres Yimei Tshuva count, and you're going to have to count 40 besides the aseres he made tshuva. The ein ulam im ein kol asor yamim uvlam besoch arbam yam einim oilam leminyan hamem yam ve'olav lotzum aseres he made tshuva noisef leze oid mem yam. V'hinei, b'shut maharil, Nishal, my Adam Shaishtai Nadrul Hishtateach Al Kivri Simla Shaila, Al Kivri Tzadzatigim de Rangshapurg. Okay, this woman was Makal upon herself to go visit Kvarim in this city. Okay, this city called.
Maril's Yortzeit is this
one. Maril's Yortzeit. Zuchusa Yogin Elenu.
Today is
Tomorrow is.
What? Today is? What do you say? Wait, today is 9/11?
Yes.
I thought it was tomorrow. Today is 9/11. Yeah, the Hebrew day, the Hebrew day. It was a Tuesday that year, right?
Yeah.
It was a Tuesday. I was thinking about it today, right? It's a Tuesday, like this, but this is the date's off, so it's a Monday. This year it's the Hebrew day.
Okay. Bris.
Nishal. May Adam Sheishtai Nodal Shtateach Al Kibayat Sadikim Be. Ran Birag Nish Porg. Anyone know where the city is?
What?
You know where the city is?
Regensburg.
Regensburg. Oh, okay. Regensburg. Okay. Uli Achar Zman Holcha Isha Le Regensburg. Letzorich Acher. She had to go there for another reason.
University, medical school.
Regensburg, okay. Letzorech acher, im yotza yidei nidra b'halicha zo oy shem akev and shalom holcham b'miyuchu letzorech ha'hash tat chus al akvadim lo yotza yidei chayvasa. So here was a similar shayla. She was mekabel upon herself with a neder, sitting with a neder. She's going to go to visit these kivarim. It happened to be, she didn't even realize she was there anyway. She had to go there for a convention or whatever it was. So the question was, since anyway she was there, can she count could that count as a fulfillment of her obligation? Your wife asked me the shayla. I guess the question was posed by the husband on behalf of his wife. I responded to her. Yes, she has fulfilled her obligation. What difference does it make? The bottom line is she did what she was supposed to do. So he kayotze b'zakas maril adam shenada l'stanas, and then therefore he once they asked him this shayla, he took this shayla. This is typical of all the old shayla and tshuva svarim. Once they have a good shayla, they use it as a springboard to discuss other related issues. And one of the issues is the issue at hand. Kayotze b'zakas maril adam shenada l'stanas sukum yom ritzufim v'naf aloi behem tainas chayva. A person accepted to fast a certain number of days, 40 days, and in other words, 40 days happens to be a day that we anyway fast. Asar B'Teves happens to anyway be, or Bahab, and these are days the person anyway fasts. So the question is, Yoytzi hu yidei chayvasa shnei hatanios, the same principle. You two birds with one stone. V'chei nifsa gam v'shulchan aruch anoyde lotzum skum yam a certain number of days. Ritzuvim v'ira bohem tainis chayva oilin lo, those days count. Hiksha maril mimasham ula el sha'oimer, the maril asked the kash, what about the gemara? Sha'oimer nazir, hari nazir, v'nazir, v'nazir, I want to be a nazir. Two terms of nazirus, v'nazir l'chashayihye li bein tzarech lim nazir.
The other way around.
Other around. First, I want to be a nazir. Nazir right away, 30 days right away. And then I want to be nazir. L'chashayihidein tzarech lim nazir shtei nazirus u'lechoy mavur shein oimer mishin nazirus achas p'teres esashtia. Why? Why don't we say the two overlap? If the baby is born in the middle, why can they overlap? So we, in the year, we see the hadim kain gam gabi neder l'stanas nenda makain. So obviously the maril is learning not like Tosfos.
He's different case.
Different case. Okay, it's different case. So in this case, they don't overlap. So then why don't we say nema kain? The cost of
they don't overlap. It's the order that he said.
Okay, the order that he said it. Okay, so here first I want to be a nazir. So the nazir is triggered immediately. Nazir is immediately. You can't get out. Then his wife gives birth. So that will first begin. He waits. So the cost of liyashiv sheyoyis v'amim before sheyil base pam nazir v'shnei nedarim heim alkein mechuyev b'shtei nizirios. Since in that instance you explicitly were mekabel a double nazirus, hareini nazir one term, and then I want to accept a second term. But in this case of fasting, you never explicitly said that the two have to be exclusive. You never made that stipulation. Therefore, that gives you the right to swallow one within the other. This that we are lenient, and we allow you to observe one day in Kitsch account as a double obligation. He did not make a neder. Even if it's a tainus chayva, whatever that chayva would be, aval lemachoye chayv lotzum nachmas neder. Uchagoyin shenodar lotzum b'sheni v'chamishi v'achar kach nodar lotzum arborim yom ritzufim. So he's saying a very chiddush is that this is only when you already have a tainus chayva. And the tainus chayva is not coming from a neder. Very incredible chiddush. But if you go and you makabel upon yourself a double tainus, I make a neder every Monday, Thursday, and then later on I make another neder. I want to fast 40 days straight, 40 days. So since each one is a separate neder, the 40 days cannot be included, you cannot include the Monday and Thursday within the 40 days. The only time we can include another fast within your 40 days is when the other fast was not a fast that came through a neder. It was stama fast. There's a tainus chayva, and now you accept upon yourself to fast 40 days. So here, since you did not explicitly separate one, you did not designate each one as being distinct and unique, then we can allow you to be lenient, overlap based upon what Taisvis says from the Makar. What we see from the Makar, we see it all goes back to the Taisvis, that Taisvis says that when that there is a situation of nazirus, a double nazirus, kishayir libe. And the case of when and another nazirus, the two theoretically can overlap one with the other. But in a case when you explicitly said you want to become two separate terms of nazirus, then one cannot overlap the other. And likewise, two different types of fast days, which are you makabel b'neder, cannot overlap one with another.
So as a neder, as you find this
yoritzah. Yes.
And it comes out in
Well, that's exactly what he says. If he says it as a neder, if he makes it as a neder, then he can't. He can't count it. He can't count it. You have no obligation to fast on a yard site. That's something personal. So if you make a neder, and then also you make a neder, you're going to fast during the whole Chodesh Elul, every Monday, Thursday, and El, then it doesn't count. That's exactly what he says. It's not going to count. It's the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, we'll stop here.